Even for a willow maiden. But under the cover of even one tree, that wouldn't be so. And under the cover of this many, there just aren't this many. It's an incongruity. You have no clue why this is here. It's impossible. There's only ever one. Her black bob of silky hair floats a little in the air from the moment her feet touch the water. As she walks toward you, white, hot energy floods in from the shores. You can see it, feel it burning upward. But again, a pleasurable burn. The euphoria of light. You reject it, rebuke it, push it. The woman in her black robe. She unfolds it. You see a tight swimsuit over her small breasts and narrow hips. She has no impressive features to speak of, but her eyes are aflame. As she gets a good look at you and her mouth opens in a shocked, oh. You feel one of the vines twine between your legs, pleasure, buzz, tingling. You spread your legs and welcome it almost subconsciously. Pleasure, pleasure, heat, it's been so long. And then you feel the various mortal souls deconstituted and stored within you being siphoned away. You groan as one particularly thick vine seems to bulge, and the gem-like mana manifestations of each soul are sucked away and deposited on the bank with a thud. Their bodies aren't there, you'd shrunken them down, but she has distilled them to their raw essence. And on a day filled with impossible things, this is the most shocking. You know, I made this place open from the air because some friends of mine like to fly in. And it is for them. I didn't think anyone would be so unwise as to leap before she looked. 1 second. She turns and extends her hand. The question of what to do with you. You've merged with the waters, and I have only the choice of draining it all and thus dissolving you, or setting you to work. We'll discuss that in a moment. These poor souls are no longer yours. You hear a creaking as vines withdraw, revealing a grove just outside of the stonework and benches that surrounds the comfortable hot spring. And in the center of it, made of some white wood, there is a chalice on a pedestal. From it, on the tip of a very thin vine, like a medicine dropper, one drop of some blazing liquid you look away from as much as you're able in your tight, constricting, pleasurable bondage. One drop falls on each of the souls that's been sucked away from your body and thrown unceremoniously on the banks. You see a flash, and then vines abruptly cover it over like a dish, each of them covered over in a little seed pod with one drop of whatever's in that chalice. The vast power suffusing this place and spreading through the land comes from there. Nectar of the willows, I would just share it with you, but while they are innocent,